Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was coming over the bridge and I noticed the full moon. I don't know. I feel like the call of the wild.
Are you into like supernatural type stuff?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I had a friend's mom. One of my best friends growing up, his mom was a psychic, and so she would always talk about the full moons and the effects it would have on people's personas. But then she'd also lose us when she'd start talking about seeing spiritual orbs and stuff.
I don't believe any of that crap. Yeah. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in any of the popular conspiracy theory stuff.
What do you mean?
Bigfoot. I don't believe in Bigfoot.
Really?
No, I don't believe in ghosts. I believe in aliens.
I do too.
Right. My favorite conspiracy theory is the moon landing.
You think it's fake or real?
Oh, man, so fake.
I agree.
I laugh so hard. It's the funniest thing, man. I laugh at people. I love to hear people. No, oh, now here's the thing. I will entertain it. Yeah. I love to talk about conspiracies. My favorite conspiracy is the JFK assassination.
It was just this weekend. It was the 22nd, the anniversary. What do you think I did all weekend? I just sat and watched movies on him being killed.
That's the best one. Like, out of all, I mean, because something really did happen. Why did it happen? It's fascinating. They keep coming out with new things. Every couple of years, you'll get some new stuff.
Well, they said that they're supposed to unveil a whole bunch of documents related to the case,
right,
50 years after the killing, but it was the 52nd anniversary on Sunday, and nothing has been released yet, so I don't know if it's...
You don't believe in that whole magic bullet theory, do you?
No.
Because that's ridiculous.
I believe that there was more than one... Think about this. It sounds dumb, but they took Oswald...
Conspiracy talk.
They set him up, right?
Mm-hmm. And then... He was a patsy.
Then he got murdered on national television, yes, as he's walking out of a courthouse.
How convenient.
Yeah, that just screams conspiracy theory. And the fact that there's all kinds of things that don't add up. Like, I don't believe in the Sandy Hook conspiracies or 9/11.
No, okay. Those people are just trolling hard because they have some political agenda.
Yeah. It's like, I remember watching Sandy Hook when it happened, and my son was like 2. And the only thing I could think about was, oh my God, I can't imagine the grief that those parents are going through. And then people come out and start attacking those parents and saying, but your kid didn't even exist in the first place.
That is the most ridiculous. I mean, that's such a slap in the face of people going through a tragedy.
But I mean, you say political agenda. I mean, assassinating the president. What more political agenda is there?
Well, okay, I'll give you that, but that actually happened. We just don't know why.
Right, but
Sandy Hook actually happened, and we know why.
But we don't know why.
We do know why.
Because the guy was crazy.
That's what I'll go with.
Right, but I mean...
And some other factors that contributed.
Right, but you know what I mean? But just like with 9/11, like, why?
Oh, don't get me started on 9/11.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, there's all these answers that we'll never know. So if you believe in one conspiracy, then you have to be open-minded to the other ones. I'm not saying
No, I don't have to be open. You can't compare 9/11 to Bigfoot.
No, but you also can't say that there's no way in this world that Sandy Hook wasn't a conspiracy, but JFK definitely is.
I don't know about those two. I mean, Sandy Hook was a tragedy.
It is a tragedy, but so is JFK. Someone died. At the end of the day, people lost their lives. So all these things are tragedies.
I agree.
But there was no magic bullet, and bullet went this way, and it turned around, and hey, how you doing? But gotcha.
But there's also, like, 5 guns, 2 guns, this guy, that guy. You know what I mean? Like, there's all these things unanswered about it, which I get, you know, where you can say, maybe he was moving fast. Maybe he just didn't know how to run in a straight line. You know what I mean? You can say all these things, but at the same time, like, you can't answer them. So there's still unanswered questions.
You can piece it together. You can get pretty close on some of them.
Okay, you can piece together JFK.
I believe that.
You know, you
like, JFK, I believe we can solve that one. I don't think there's anything to solve with Sandy Hook. That's my only thing.
Right.
I am open to them. I will entertain them. The moon landing, I will never be swayed on the moon landing.
So you believe we did land on the moon or that we did not
land? We did not land on the moon.
What leads you to believe that we did not?
Well, I have the first thing, the reason why I got into this whole I don't believe in the moon landing is because people just blanketly believe that we went. They don't have anything to base it on. They're, oh yeah, we went. I saw, like, older people say, I saw it on TV. We went to the moon. And I'm like, that's your proof?
Yeah, or, I watch movies all
well,
the time
if
on
you
TV.
Go to NASA.com. Oh, so you're going to take the word for the people who are trying to convince you? That,
yeah.
That, okay, so I don't believe any of that stuff. And then people just blindly throw stuff out there that does not make sense. Like, oh, well, you can see the flag. Really? Where? You can't see the flag.
I've never seen any photos of the flag besides the ones that they took when they supposedly landed.
Right. That's what I'm saying. All the proof comes from, like, kind of like, it's like your mom saying, it's because I said so. You know, like, just telling you to shut up. Yeah, we went to the moon. You're ridiculous. My thing is, I think that technology moves forward and not backwards.
Okay.
So the second part of it is, if we went to the moon in 67, did you know that we went to the moon 7 times?
I did not know that.
Okay. That's what they say. We went to the moon 7 times. Also, like I said, with technology moving forward, it's not bad. If we went to the moon in 67 and we had the capability to do a very complex mission that it would take to get to the moon and come back safely, then why did the space shuttle blow up?
That's just an engineering problem.
Well, why? We haven't fixed. It seems like all those things should have been fixed.
Listen.
Like, we're going forward, not backwards here.
Okay.
And somebody's like, hey, man, we're getting ready to launch this shuttle. Hey, did you put them screws in? Nope. Oh, my bad. Boom.
Okay, put it in a smaller perspective. How about every time an iPhone comes out, the software shuts down your phone, so you have to get a new one, and then you have to wait for the next update.
Because they have deadlines, and they have deadlines, and they say, you know what? This is the best we can get it before we have to launch, because we have to meet these contracts.
Same with NASA. They have deadlines. Oh, they have to make it.
The space race with the Russians, they did.
They had to make
it. We had to... We had to do something when we were in this space race with the Russians.
To beat them. That's why I believe that we never landed. Because
I don't
either. It's the same thing with JFK. There's a lot of hype and talk around, hey, we needed to beat these guys and get to the moon before them. Then all of a sudden we do. Just like with JFK, all of a sudden there was a guy who murdered the president, and then that guy just gets murdered. It just doesn't make sense.
Why don't they tell you that we've been to the moon 7 times? Why don't they tell you that? And if we went 7 times, why couldn't we get back? Obama had a hard-on for wanting to go back to the moon, and he had to scrap it. We couldn't go back.
Well, we don't even launch manned spaceships anymore.
Right.
Like, I wanted to take my son over to go see the NASA in Cape Canaveral.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have rocket ships anymore. It's all unmanned. And what's weird, they started shooting these unmanned rockets up.
Yep.
And have you noticed... they did it here, and there was that weird loop in the sky. Did you see that weird loop where it looked like a chemtrail?
What was that with the,
It was like everybody thought there was a UFO that came in, but there was just a weird loop in the sky. All of a sudden, when they launched a rocket in L.A. and they didn't tell anybody, and everybody thought it was aliens, the same loop appeared in the sky. They never warned us that they were shooting off these rockets here, and a loop appeared in the sky, and then they come out and go, oh, we shot off a rocket this morning.
Wow.
There's aliens, and they're coming.
Also, I got to tell you, one of the first trips that me and my fiance took as a couple was, this was actually cool, and this is when I knew that we were going to be a good couple. We were talking about needing to go on a vacation. We're about 6-7 months into our relationship. And I said, we were talking about a cruise. We were talking about going to all these different, you know, U.S. cities. And I said, hey, this may sound nerdy, but I'd really like to go to D.C. and see the Aeronautical Space Museum and do the White House tour and all of that stuff. And she was like, me too. I love history.
Yeah.
And we drove from Orlando to D.C.
Oh, wow.
13 hours in a car, and that's when I knew, hey, this may be, I think this is the girl for me. And we had a blast, and I think that really, like, solidified our relationship. But I had a camera and a microphone, and I went into the Aeronautical Space Museum, and I stood in front of the moon lander, and I watched all types of people from all over the country with their kids watching and looking at the artifacts from the first moon landing. And people were walking by going, hey, son, this thing landed on the moon. This thing landed on the moon. No, this thing did not land on the moon. The thing that landed on the moon lander, is still there.
Really?
Yeah, it's still there. We had like 8 of them. And that was just one to show you what it looked like. But I was just like, wow, man, people are just blindly telling their kids this thing landed on the moon, and it didn't. So I was standing there telling people that we didn't land on the moon. We did not land in the middle of the exhibit with all of the Apollo stuff, everything. And this, No lie. I have it on video. I was escorted out of that building with two guys in men in black suits, yeah. Earpiece, black suit, black tie. Sir, we don't like what you're doing here.
Well, you're just talking to people.
We do not like what you're doing here. With camera off. I mean, knock my camera down. Not like knock. They didn't roughhouse me or anything. But just cut that camera off. Cut that camera. I have me saying we didn't go to the moon and them telling me to cut the camera. And that, my friend, is when I went full on crazy. We didn't go to the moon conspiracy. Also, one of the scariest moments I've ever had in my life. Have you guys ever done a White House tour?
No, I've been out front of it. Like when I was in a fraternity, our big thing was we would send it when you're recruiting pledges and you have like, I don't know if you were in a fraternity in college.
No.
Yeah, I paid for friends. And
I was going to say, I didn't pay for my friends.
One of the things that they do as a bonding trip is they send you on a trip to D.C. So you get thrown in a car, you're given an address, and this is back in like 2006 when GPSs, people had them, but they were very rare. So we didn't know where we were going. And we put it in the GPS and it takes us to Washington.
Right.
And we went and walked around and it was so cool. Being in a city with so much history, walking around the White House. We didn't go inside, but as close as you can get, like that fence out front, we were able to go out front and take pictures and stuff. It's very nice.
So we call our congressman, and we say we want to go on a White House tour because that's how you have to do, that's what you have to do to get on the list.
Dom from Ask the Dom, who will be in later today, actually did the same thing. He had to contact the senator or congressman to go view the White House.
They told us that it was a 6-month wait. And we're like, oh, man, we're going like next weekend.
Yeah.
And then we get a call back. Hey, there's been an opening. You guys can go. And we had to give them, you know, our names, social security numbers and everything. We parked in the parking like space outside of the White House, wherever that is, a couple streets over. We walk up and I get on the phone with my mom and I said, hey, just want to let you know that we're getting ready to go on a White House tour. I'm just giving you a heads up in case, I don't know, something weird happens. Because, you know, when you mess up at the White House, you never hear from these people again. They just go in a hole that's under the ground and White House. And I said, I don't know. My mom's like, what are you worried about? I said, I'm not worried about anything. I just giving you a heads up that, you know, I love you and I'm going in the White House. And so as soon as we walk up to the White House, there's a line of people, maybe 20 people. We're the last two people. And no, we're not the last two people. We're like in the middle of the pack or whatever. And as the security is so good at the White House, I was impressed. Like, I wanted to applaud them.
Yeah.
They knew us they just knew who we were when we walked up. Like, they didn't look at a list. They were like, Kevin. And like, said my full name.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, all right.
I was going to say, that's that one guy's job is to sit there and memorize everyone in that group so he knows. So he doesn't have to look at a list or a picture or anything like that.
Okay, so we go in the White House, and as we're walking, you know, no photography, no cell phones, none of that stuff. It's a self-guided tour, and basically there's a trail that you walk. Everything's roped off. All of the famous rooms and everything are pretty roped off except for the big rooms. We're walking through the China Room, and they have the China from every president that they've ever had. You can stick your head in the room and get a good look, but you can't go into the room for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So as we're going on, my girlfriend, she is lagging behind because she's just in awe of everything, and we're the last people on the tour. This is when President Bush was in office. We're walking through the White House, and we're in the red room. We're going through the red room, and there's a big window that overlooks the Rose Garden.
Okay.
And there's a secret security, secret agent, what do you call them?
Secret Service.
Secret Service agent by the window, and I'm at the rope, and we're standing there, and she's looking at some stuff, and I asked I said, hey, can I ask you a question? He goes, sure. He walks up to me. And I said, oh, that's the Rose Garden right out there. And And I said, wow, man, I'm surprised you guys. Why can't we, you know, look out the window or whatever? He goes, this is as far as you can come into this room. You have to stay behind the red rope. And I go, it's just a rope. What would you do if I hopped over the rope? And this guy looks at me. This guy looks at me and says, you wouldn't do that, Kevin. And I said, what? And he goes. And I go, how did you know my name? He goes, come on, man, this is the White House. I know your name. I know everything about you. I know you work at a radio station in Orlando. I know that this. And I go, okay, and I start like almost hyperventilating, and I go and my girlfriend didn't hear any of this, and I go to the other side of the room and I tap her on the shoulder and I whisper in the ear, I said, "Let's go, the tour is over." And now I am dragging her through the White House like I'm walking briskly.
Yeah.
And there's a Secret Service agent at every turn, at every corner. And then we are at, I learned this, that there's no front and back of the White House.
Okay.
Okay, there is the north and south entrance. Reason being, the back, quotes, back of the White House would be considered the Rose Garden and what you see from the backside of the gate. And the 2500 Pennsylvania, is that the address? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue would be, most people would consider it the front of the White House. But they don't say front and back because they don't want to disrespect dignitaries that come in. Like, if you had the prime minister of, I don't know, some weird country coming through one side, and sometimes they have to bring them one through the north entrance and one through the south entrance.
Oh, so like an ego thing. You don't want to offend one person by bringing them in the north and you don't the other person
say,
in the south.
You don't want to say, well, we brought the guy from Korea in the back way, and we brought the guy from Nairobi in the front. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So they call it north and south. I learned this. So I'm at the north entrance. And when I say I'm at the north entrance, I mean, here's the door, and then there's a desk, and then there is the staircase to where you, I mean, if you wanted, you could run up the staircase and be in the private residence of the residence where they live.
Oh, wow.
As we're doing the tour, we're the last people, we're dragging behind. They are unroping everything off as we go, and I go, "Hey, what's going on?" They go, "We're doing a changeover because as soon as you guys leave, the president will arrive, and he's having a dinner with the prime minister of some country."
Oh, cool.
And I go, "Wow, really?" And you just see the hustle and bustle. And as I'm standing by the door, because I'm done with the tour, so I sped through, and I'm standing at the door waiting to go. And my girl was like, "Wait, come on, what are you doing? It's the White House. We'll never be able to come back here."
Yeah.
The agent comes across, the same guy. I'll never forget. He comes across the rope, like two or three ropes, and he goes, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you earlier. You just have to understand that post 9/11, everything's tight here."
Yeah.
And of course we know everything about you. He did it again. Yeah. Like he sealed it in. We know everything about you.
It's like a subtle threat. Like, hey, we know everything.
Everything.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't you guys realize that when they gave you a number?
He didn't need to impress upon me
that he knew
everything about me in detail.
Yeah, but
he does. Well, they're spying on you through your... Well,
Homeboy said my first, last name, told me where I... Like, he knew he was talking about stuff that I was in high school. He knew what high school I went to.
Yes.
It was too much information.
Oh, I mean, but it's all on record. Like, what you can... I could look all that stuff up about you.
But he had also ascertained that I wouldn't do that. It's not in my profile. He said it's not in your profile.
Yeah, because you...
You're a non-threat.
Yeah.
And you probably don't have a criminal record.
I don't. But I was... I have the right to be a threat.
Oh, you don't want to be. You don't want to be a threat.
No.
You don't want to be a threat at the White House.
I just felt like the guy was calling me a pussy.
Yeah,
your whole life, buddy, you're a pussy. You ain't going to do nothing. We ain't worried about
you. You're not going to run up those steps.
You're not. But you could have. I could have. And that would have been the last thing you heard from me. Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.